Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 44. Atmanubhuto tamayam juhuyat satyadrin munihi tato niriho virame svanubhutyatmani stataha atmanubhuto tamayam juhuyat satyadrin munihi tato niriho virame svanubhutyatmani stataha atmanubhuto tamayam juhuyat satyadrin munihi tato niriho virame svanubhutyatmani stataha. Atmanubhuto tamayam juhuyat satyadrin munihi svanubhutyatmani stataha. Vaishnavis, Manubhuto Tamayam, Manubhuto Tamayam. Satya din munihi tato niriho virame svanubhutyatmani stataha. Atma anubhuto, unto self-realization, tam, that, mayam, the false ego of material existence, juhuyat, should offer as an oblation, satyadrik, one who has actually realized the ultimate truth, munihi, such a thoughtful person, tataha, because of this self-realization, niriha, without material desires. Viramet. One must completely retire from material activities. Sva anubhuti atmani. In self-realization. Stitaha. Thus being situated. Translation. A learned, thoughtful person must realize that material existence is illusion. This is possible only by self-realization. A self-realized person who has actually seen the truth should retire from all material activities, being situated in self-realization. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. By an analytical study of the entire constitution of the body, one can surely come to the conclusion that the soul is different from all the body's material constituents, such as earth, water, fire, and air. Thus, the difference between the body and the soul can be realized by a person who is thoughtful, manasi or muni. And after this realization of the individual spirit soul, one can very easily understand the supreme spirit soul. If one thus realizes that the individual soul is subordinate to the supreme spirit soul, he achieves self-realization. As explained in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are two souls within the body. The body is called kshetra, and there are two kshetragyas, or occupants of the body, namely the supersoul, paramatma, and the individual soul. The supersoul and the individual soul are like two birds sitting on the same tree, the material body. One bird, the individual, forgetful bird, is eating the fruit of the tree, not caring for the instructions of the other bird, which is only a witness to the activities of the first bird, who is his friend. When the forgetful bird comes to understand the supreme friend who is always with him and trying to give him guidance in different bodies, he takes shelter at the lotus feet of that supreme bird. As explained in the yoga process, dhyana vastita tad gatena manasa pashyanti yam yoginaha. When one actually becomes a perfect yogi, by meditation he can see the supreme friend and surrender unto him. This is the beginning of bhakti yoga, or actual life in Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you all for allowing me to serve you today. And beg the blessings and mercy of the senior Vaishnavas that I can speak on the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is handed down to us by Srila Prabhupada. So the saintly Brahmin who's been performing yoga of a python is continuing his instructions to Srila Prahlad Maharaj. And he's saying that one, a thoughtful, learned person must realize that material existence is illusion. Now for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, how they see the world, the material existence as an illusion, is different than the Mayavadis. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we understand that this material existence is the energy of the Supreme Lord, and it has its own certain reality, but it's temporary. It's not permanent, as we were hearing from Srila Prabhupada yesterday, how everything in this world is destructible. And so he's talking to Sri Prahlad Maharaj about this world being an illusion. And one can see this by self-realization. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, talks about, we can understand by an analytical study of the entire constitution of the body that their soul is different from the body. And so he talks about the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna is inquiring from Krishna that, please tell me about Purusha, Prakriti. Please tell me about the Kshetra and the Kshetragya. The Kshetra, the field of activities, and the Kshetragya, the knower of the field of activities. And so Krishna answers, stating that, I am the knower of in all the different bodies. And to know the Kshetra and the Kshetragya is real knowledge. Krishna says, that is my opinion. So first he points out that he is the knower in everyone's body, saying that he is the super soul. Kshetragya, we are the knowers of the field of activities, and Kshetra, the field of activities, the body. So this is real knowledge, knowing the difference between the soul and the body. And we can see in this world that there's so many universities, so many schools that claim that they have the best education, pay the proper amount of money. You can get the best education that you can pay for. And so these schools and universities are producing educated fools because they don't know what is actual knowledge. They don't know the difference between the soul and the body. They just know the body. And I was listening to Srila Prabhupada speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5 in Vrindavan, and he was talking about the civilization and how true civilization means elevation. Civilization does not mean degradation. Civilization means elevation. So because people are not being trained and people are not having the proper knowledge, then they're becoming educated fools. And they're degrading the society. There's no actual civilization. It's degradation because people don't know the truth about themselves. And so in the 13th chapter, when we study very carefully the 13th chapter, we understand very clearly Sambandha Gyan. Everything is answered about this body, about the knower of the body and the supersoul. It's giving us very clear knowledge of what is what. And so Krishna goes on to talk about the field of activities. What is the body? What is the field of activities, the kshetra? And he answers by saying that the five great elements, the false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the 10 senses, and the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms, and convictions, all these are considered, in summary, to be the field of activities and its interactions. And in the purport, Prabhupada says that Bhagavad Gita is giving us just a summary of these 24 elements. And we get further knowledge through reading Kapila Dev's teachings. And so this is the field of activities, the five great elements, the Mahabhutas, false ego, ahankara. And as Srila Prabhupada points out, that there are two kshetragyas, and as Krishna points out in the 13th chapter, there's two kshetragyas. There's two knowers of the bodies, the occupants of the bodies. There's the soul, and then there's the super soul. And the Vedas give us the information of how the soul and the super soul are likened to two birds sitting on the same tree. The tree is the material body. So these two birds, the soul and the super soul, they're sitting there, and one of the birds is eating the fruit of the tree, ignoring the other bird. The other bird is the witness to the bird that's eating the fruit. So Krishna consciousness is meant to realize that we should stop eating the fruit and we should offer it to Krishna. This is real Krishna consciousness. And there's a very wonderful story about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his Leela. In one particular point, he was chanting and dancing with his devotees, feeling Krishna prema, crying, rolling on the ground, showing the ecstatic symptoms. And he stopped and he told the devotees that this material existence is illusory. And the material activities are all futile. And he took a seed of a mango and he planted it in the soil. And immediately, a few seconds later, it grew into a beautiful tree. And there are flowers. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, see, my mango tree already has flowers. And then it produced fruit. And the devotees, they took the fruit. They offered it to Lord Chaitanya and they tasted it. And it was so sweet. And then right before them, the tree started shriveling up and it died and disappeared. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is material existence. It's temporary and it's futile, material existence. And he says, he instructs the devotees that one should offer their fruits to me. One should offer their activities to me. So this is Krishna consciousness. Knowing the difference between the soul and the body and realizing the super soul who's giving us knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance. And so, in this material world, we're going through this material life, and the ultimate realization of this material existence is Sarva Dharman Pratyaja, that we should surrender to the Supreme Lord. But only those who are thoughtful and learned can actually realize that the material existence is illusion. We see everybody struggling so hard in this material life, struggling so much in school, breaking themselves down just so that they can get good grades, so they can get an important job. And all of this is based on meat eating, sex life, gambling, and material sense gratification in its entirety, intoxications. You see that people are envious in this world. That's their ultimate goal in striving to get a better job, a better career, is because they're envying people that are higher than them on the material scale, and they want people that are lower to envy them. And it's a whole game of envy, a whole vicious cycle that people get stuck in life after life, struggling so much to enjoy the material senses. But then at the time of death, it all is taken away. And only a thoughtful, learned person who actually takes shelter of the Vaishnavas can realize this by self-realization. Srila Prabhupada is talking about the analytical study. So sarva dharman pratyaja mam ekam sharanam vraja aham chum sarva pavyavyo moksha shami masuchaha. That understanding that we're the spirit soul, jivara sarupa hoy Krishna nityadas, we are to surrender to Krishna. And this surrendering is very deep. We should take it very deeply. There's a very wonderful pastime of Sri Ramanujacharya. When he was in Sri Rangam, he, in the beginning of his preaching mission, he had two very famous disciples, Koresh and Dasarati. And one day Koresh came to Ramanujacharya and asked him, can you please instruct me very deeply? I want to know everything about this verse, Sarva Dharman Pratyaja. And Ramanujacharya told him that you have to, for 1 year, you have to completely engage yourself 100% in the service of your Gurudev. And Krish said, how do I know that I'm going to live for another year? I want to know right now. And so he said, Ramanujacharya said that if you want to really understand Sarva Dharman Pratyaja, then for 1 month, you should go out and you should beg from door to door your meal, not knowing where your meals are going to come from. And I will instruct you daily on Sarva Dharman Pratyaja. And so he followed this, and Ramanujacharya fully revealed everything in his heart to his disciple about that verse. Now is it his cousin, Dasarati? Vaninat Prabhu? Dasarati was his cousin, right? So Dasarati, his other disciple, who was very famous as being very scholarly, he went to Ramanujacharya and he asked, I would also like to know everything about the Sarvadharman Pratyaja verse. Please reveal everything you know to me. And Ramanujacharya said, we're family members, you know, I'm going to overlook some faults of yours, and it's better if you go to Goshtipurna. Go to Goshtipurna, and he will teach you all about this verse. So Goshtipurna was a very great Vaishnav who was very respected by Ramanujacharya. And so Dasarati went to Goshtipurna, and for 6 months he sat at his lotus feet almost every day, serving him in every way. And at the end, Goshtipurna said, you should go back to Ramanujacharya, and he'll reveal everything to you. So he went away like, did I do something wrong? What, you know, did I not follow something properly? Why won't he reveal it to me? And so he went back to Ramanujacharya, and he revealed to Ramanujacharya that Goshtipurna didn't tell me anything about the Sarvadharman Pratyaja verse. And so right at that moment, one girl, she came in who is very familiar with Ramanujacharya, in Ramanujacharya's family. And she came in such distress, saying that every day she has to work so hard that her mother-in-law is chastising like her from like anything. She has to carry buckets of water from the river, from a well, every day. She has to cook. She has to do so many chores. And she's working so hard. And when she complained just a little bit, her mother-in-law just, why didn't your father send a cook? You know, why aren't they providing me this? All I have is you for a servant. And so she was crying and pleading with Ramanujacharya for help. And Ramanujacharya said, here's a great servant right here. His name is Dasarati. You should take him and he will serve you for a whole year. Now Dasarati, he was a learned Brahmin. He was very, very pundit. So for him to go and be a servant of this little girl, it was very crushing to his false ego. But he knew that he had to follow the orders of his guru. So for 1 year, he went and he cooked, he washed the house, he did everything that the girl wanted him to do. And for 1 year, he just learned how to be a servant, a menial servant. And then one day, there was this Vaishnav who came to the town and he started preaching about Krishna consciousness, but he saw that this Vaishnav had some Mayavadi tendencies and he was speaking some Mayavad conclusions. And so Dasarati came up and he challenged him and they got into such a debate and Dasarati completely destroyed him. And this Brahmin, this Vaishnav who was preaching, he said, what do you know anyway? You're just a servant. Go back to the kitchen and cook. You don't know anything. And so Dasarati went back and just started his service again. And the Vaishnavs that they were there, they didn't know that this is Dasarati. He shouldn't be here cooking. He should be preaching. He should be going and doing so much service. So they all went to Ramanujacharya, and they pleaded with them that you have to bring Dasarati back and help him with your mission. He's such a great preacher. And so understanding that Dasarati had been such a great servant for that whole year, that he had actually learned Sarvadharman Pratyaja, what is actual surrender? It's serving the Supreme Lord. We may try and offer our intelligence and so many things that we're very much proud of to the Lord, but the Lord doesn't need our intelligence. He doesn't need anything from us, actually, but he wants our love, our devotion. And so, Sarvadharman Pratyaja, we should learn that this goal of life is to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And sarva padiva nirmuktam tat paditvena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchite. By serving with our senses, Hrishikesha, who is the master of the senses, then all of our upadis, all of our false designations, our false ego, all of it is taken away. It's burnt up in devotion. And then we can see Krishna clearly. Atta Sri Krishna namadi na bhaved grayam indriyai sevan mukhe hi jivado swayam eva sparatyada. That we cannot see Krishna properly with these material senses. And so by using these senses, especially starting out with the tongue, hearing, chanting, taking prasadam, we purify these senses, and then spratyada, Krishna will manifest himself to us. And in the text here it says satyadrin, one who has seen the truth. And this is something that goes on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, over and over again, taking shelter of those who have seen the truth. Tadaviti pranipatena pariprasnena sevya upatik anti te gyanam gyaninas tatva darshanaha. Those who have seen the truth, they can reveal it to us. And so in this Krishna consciousness movement, we're declaring war on Maya, on the illusory existence. We're declaring war on Maya. And so when we say Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gurudev ki jai, what does that mean? We're saying all victory to Srila Prabhupada. And so victory means that there's automatically a defeat. So us being conditioned souls, we're saying Srila Prabhupada ki jai, meaning my mind and my heart are so much against serving Krishna. It's so attached to enjoying the senses. But Srila Prabhupada ki jai, please come and kick my demon-like mind and my heart. Make me so that I can serve properly. This is our mood, that we should surrender to the great souls, and they will show us the truth. Not that we approach Krishna directly. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us such a blissful movement to take part in. And part of taking in that movement, you know, saying Srila Prabhupada ki jai, let there be all victory to Srila Prabhupada, you know, I want to be his humble servant, is that we have an attitude of gratitude, a grateful heart for what we've been given. We've been given everything by Srila Prabhupada. We've been given sadhu sangha, the chanting of the holy name, amazing prasadam. For the last 2 days, breakfast has been over crazy amazing, you know. Who can imagine living a life like this? It's actually very blissful and amazing what we've been given. And I myself, I need all of you to help me, and we need to help each other as a community, as a sangha. We come together and tell each other about Krishna, tell each other about Srila Prabhupada. Hopefully we'll hear from Shruti Kirti Prabhu, so many amazing pastimes that he's had with Srila Prabhupada. And so in the sangha, we need to help each other and help ourselves. And in this way, take shelter of Krishna and the holy name. Take shelter of this Krishna consciousness movement under Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So in there, if there's any questions, comments, or reflections. Prem Sankirtan Prabhu.
Thank you for a very nice class. I'm very fallen, but I still want to ask you one question. You know, they're saying that everybody has some Maya, and they want to surrender to Krishna, that Maya, everybody, they're saying. And sometimes we use excuse of word, yukta vairagya. Not to use in Krishna service, but it's actually Maya. So how can we distinguish between what is Maya, you know, something behind? We know that it's Maya, but we still convince ourselves, and this is for Krishna's pleasure.
So this, how we can? This is the importance of sadhu sangha, of taking shelter of the Vaishnavas, especially senior Vaishnavas. We can. As newer devotees, we hear a lot about yukta vairagya, and maybe grihasthas have to battle it more than brahmacharis. Brahmacharis are simple, living in the ashram, fully dedicated to service. And grihasthas, they can get trapped up in so-called yukta vairagya, which will harm their devotional life. But this is why we need to so much take shelter of senior Vaishnavas and ask their opinions. Always be careful of what we're doing. You know, this is You know, and that's another trap of Maya, thinking that I know better than senior Vaishnavas. I know better than all these Vaishnavas around me. I can do it on my own. And what I'm doing, it's bona fide, even though it could be harming me, so-called yukta vairagya, using something in devotional service. If it's not directly helping Srila Prabhupada's preaching movement, if it's not helping us in our Krishna consciousness, then it is Maya. But that's why we stay in the association of Vaishnavas. But then also, sometimes we keep it secret what we might be doing. And that's why not only to have association with Vaishnavas, but to have deep friendships with Vaishnavas. You know, sometimes we talk about Vaishnava association, but that's why it's, you know, so important to have deep Vaishnava associates in our lives so that they can really help us in devotional service. Archita Prabhu.
For sharing your realizations. A question may arise on this example, the story you gave Ramanujacharya and his disciples about learning what is Sarvadharma Parityajam. Because we know in India, there's this popular saying that Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. In other words, you're trying to get somebody or encourage them to surrender to Krishna. And they say, well, I'm serving so many people and that's service to God. So on the surface, it seems that this story substantiates that. That you go to your guru to ask about learning Sarvadharma and he sends you to serve somebody. So how do you distinguish between this Manava Seva and Madhava Seva?
By taking shelter of your lotus feet. But in that particular pastime, Dasarati, he was very much proud of his intelligence. And so even the girl who Ramanujacharya sent Dasarati to serve, her name is Atulai, right? Atulai, who is a great Vaishnavi. She wasn't just a regular Karmi or anything like that. She was a great Vaishnavi, Atulai. But, you know, this is the whole importance of Sadhu Sangha and taking shelter of senior Vaishnavas. You know, it's one thing to take, you know, have friendships with younger devotees. And then there's another part where we try and serve and humble ourselves and take shelter of senior Vaishnavas so that they can properly instruct us in devotional service. And not that we're just serving anybody and everybody, but that we're particularly helping Srila Prabhupada in his preaching mission. You know, if it's not directly related to spreading Krishna consciousness and we're just going out and blindly serving people, that will create disturbance in our life. Yes, Prabhu.
Very good point you just made. Prabhupada made the point that service goes up and mercy goes down.
Mm.
So if you're going to serve, you have to find somebody higher to serve.
Yeah.
If you're giving your time to somebody who's on a lower platform, then that's daya. That's not seva. That's daya. You're actually giving mercy.
Mm.
Seva goes up, daya goes down.
That's a very nice point. Sachi Tanoi Prabhu had a comment.
Question. In that particular pastime, I heard that pastime like 3 or 4 times. Also, I was trying to figure out that same point. But what I understood was that by following the orders of the spiritual master, that was the main key, that he actually did what the guru wanted to. The disciple becomes successful. As he became successful, he proved that came back pure because of his being proud.
Mm.
So that is the main lesson I understood from that pastime.
Yeah.
So it was not, yeah, because you said, what is this? You know, he's going to serve someone who's not even, you know, just village people there. And so many other pastimes, sometimes they don't look accurate. You know, it's like, does it fit really? But there is an essential point sometimes, and this one is the guru.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.